Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yesterday, so there were a few bets that I wanted to make over the weekend, and we were so busy over the weekend at the pancreatic cancer walk. Then we did the watch party, and then I was in Tampa all day yesterday.
Yeah.
We get home last night. I really had wanted to bet the Pacers. I think it was minus 10, Solana. Was the Pacers minus 10 last night going into the game?
Man, I don't remember if it was minus 10, but it was definitely like 8, 8.5
it was
at
big.
One point.
Yeah. I wanted to lay everything because no Dame, no Giannis, yeah. And just a bunch of question marks and Doc Rivers. And I didn't get home in time. Like, I didn't get a chance to bet it. I was just busy. We got home last night from Tampa probably 10 minutes before the Timberwolves game started, and it was Timberwolves minus a half point. And I said, oh, I am betting Minnesota all day, all night. Cash that ticket. Yeah. That Golden State team is one of the biggest one of the biggest disasters in the history of sports.
Mm-hmm.
I read something today. I'm so fascinated by that team because I really didn't watch them. And it doesn't make sense. I mean, they were the 3 seed, right, Solana? So they obviously.
The 6 seed.
They were the 6?
Yeah, they were the 6. Minnesota.
Minnesota was the 3.
Minnesota, Oklahoma City, and Denver all finished within, I think, the same record or within half a one game of each other for the 1 seed. Phoenix was kind of teetering around play-in tournament, but then they ended up as a 6 seed.
So. I'm just so fascinated by it. And I read this today. It was a tweet from someone who covers the NBA and like finance. It says the Suns mortgaged away their entire future and it resulted in a first round sweep. Phoenix not only has zero control over their first round picks from 2025 to 2030, but Bradley Beal also refused to waive his no trade clause when he arrived in June. Beal is owed $160 million over the next 3 seasons. And as they write here, he has little to no trade value. I mean, who would
$160 million for 3 years?
Even if they were eating some of that contract, he didn't do anything.
No.
And they
blame Frank Vogel.
So it says the Suns truly appear stuck with this roster unless they decide to make Kevin Durant and or Devin Booker available this offseason to get real value in return. I don't know what's going to happen. I saw Kendrick Perkins with a
awesome
wholehearted defense of Frank Vogel and pretty much telling Kevin Durant, stand up. Now, and I'm coming around on Kevin Durant. Now I don't think he had anything to do with the Golden State Championships.
He was MVP.
I don't know.
He was finals MVP.
Okay,
Hall.
Because the other guys were so good, he was like, you know what I mean? Like, I think he might be Mario Chalmers. I'm not kidding you. This guy has been a disaster everywhere but Golden State.
And I don't know if we're playing that that Perk audio today, but there's something about KD's leadership. Oh, he can play basketball, Hawk. Now, come on.
I mean, he can spot up, shoot a three that you're shocked a guy that size can shoot.
He is an extremely good basketball player, but through OKC and now through the Phoenix Suns situation, he's underachieved everywhere but Golden State.
Underachieved yes. Everywhere but a team that was already a championship team.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, the only thing that would have knocked his legacy if he went to Golden State and they got bad? Like, he didn't add anything to that team. They were already a championship team. I am so confused by Kevin Durant, and I don't know what Phoenix is going to do. I saw it today that Stephen A. Smith said Devin Booker was interested in going to the New York Knicks, that he didn't hear it from him himself, interest in it. Listen, he's a Knicks fan. He's feeling himself. Okay, he's having the time of his life.
We laughed about DeAndre Ayton's draft or trade value. The Suns were better with DeAndre Ayton on that team.
It's crazy. Like, it's
Solana, they were.
No, right, but, like, the difference between them getting swept or not swept this year was DeAndre Ayton.
No, I don't buy it.
I'm just saying. I'll say the last year roster, because Beal wasn't there and KD wasn't there. DeAndre was. Last year's roster got them further in the playoffs than this year's roster with two. I can't say Bradley's a Hall of Famer, but Kevin Durant's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
But Crowder, when you go out, you get Kevin Durant, you pair him with Devin Booker, even with DeAndre Ayton, with Bradley Beal, doesn't matter. You pair those two together, your ceiling shouldn't be, hey, we got to the second round. Your ceiling should be title or bust. Like,
right.
That those should be your aspirations.
That's a super team. And on paper, that's one of the best twosomes, but one of the best tandems, I think, to ever, on paper, ever play together. Except we were wrong on Kevin Durant. We need to admit it.
I had a twosome this morning with Asia.
Hey.
You had a toothsome.
She woke up feisty.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.